Next up, we have Huey Long's Big Strong Thick Pink Magnum Opus. So, here we have an interesting narrative, some interesting musical vibes. You know, we've got kind of this gothic folk thing going on, and mostly a pretty good sense of growth. The intro is about twice as long as it needs to be. I was kind of impressed with the tone on the clean vocals, but that's kind of where my positive notes stop. Unfortunately, there is a whole lot of rhythmic dissonance in this song, and it does not sound intentional at all. The vocals and the program percussion are often clashing, where you'll have phrases go too long or pickups start too late. There's some dissonance between the guitars in the program tracks as well, where the drums are playing in straight time and the guitars are swinging, and the vocals are left to mediate, which is an incredibly difficult feel to pull off, and it's not done particularly well here. You know, the screams are certainly a stylistic choice that I understand. I don't think I agree with them or disagree with them personally, but I know they're going to be really polarizing for a lot of listeners. I got to go back to, though, the narrative. Pretty compelling. That said, it's also not super strongly presented. I'll have to go back and look at the lyrics to look for specifics, but if you two want to jump in and I'll come back.
Well, I mean, just the thought that you would need to go back and read the lyrics after listening to it a couple of times and making notes on it, and then also reading the bio, I'm sure, and sort of getting the idea of what the song is, then you still have to kind of go back and check. I mean, that's you shouldn't have to.
Yeah, no, I really should have written this down when I was writing my notes, to be fair, but like,
no, I'm not.
He reached for it with his hand is a specific gripe that I had that I wanted to bring out.
Yeah, I'm not saying that you shouldn't have to do that. I'm saying that nobody should have to prepare a thesis to understand the basics of a song and to be able to go back and refer to it. So, you know, it's and I'm not arguing with you with this at all. This is like it's a bunch of different voices and they're all the same person doing them, and that's kind of impressive. But like, there's one that is, you know, the introductory one is just really gravelly and that's kind of unpleasant to listen to. And then there's kind of what I imagine is more the typical singing voice. And then there's one that's just all vocal fry, and it's just so annoying to listen to, too. It's unpleasant and annoying, and I just am not fond of some of these voices. And then, like you were mentioning, it's like it seems like there's places where the beat kind of gets away from the vocalist, to the extent that I rewound it a couple of times just a little bit to, and then I was like going like this to see if they were on beat and to see if like they dropped a beat. They didn't. But just that I thought it was so awkward that I was trying to see what was going wrong, you know.
For those who can't see Ryan, he's snapping his fingers on the beat.
Yes, yes. I'm snapping. Here, now I'll do it in front of the mic. No, that's probably terrible. If I had to do that just to try and clock whatever was going wrong, then there's something awkward about this song and something not good about it. Part of it too is that there's a bit of a swing in the beat, a bit of a swing to the drums. And I know that sometimes that can be at odds with other items in the DAW that will just naturally kind of line up with the, with the quarter notes and the eighth notes and the 16th notes and the 32nd notes. But if you have a swing there, then it's going to be a little bit off. It's ta 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 ta. I'm not sure that that's exactly the reason. I guess I don't need to make up excuses.
Well, maybe there's some grid snapping that happened. But
I don't think that it was swung in the DAW either. I think the problem is that everything else is trying to swing and the drums are completely in straight time. That's what my analysis is.
I see. Yeah, I could see how that would be problematic. I felt like there was some live elements because it did have kind of a more organic feel to it in places.
The drums are probably not live.
Yeah. I feel like there's some stuff that's very right, though. Like, I actually like the fact that there are three distinct vocal styles. Like, there's the Cookie Monster growly vocals, there's some, like, stoner desert rock crooning, and then, like, something that I feel like sounds like an old man dying singing, but, like, accompanied by like, a violin, which is really cool. The song definitely has real vibes to it, and it has some pretty intense dynamics. Like, there's definitely loud and quiet parts. But yeah, where I really noticed the rhythm things, there's this line where the singer rhymes adrenaline with drove it into him, and I think that's where it's like, ooh, that's a real stumble. I think snapping it to the beat here or there, or just maybe doing a few more takes would fix a lot of that. I just like how the vision they had for this is artistic and, you know, kind of bold. I'm glad they swung for the fences on this.